With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking now with Masconomic girls soccer coach Allison Lassesse. Coach, welcome back to MSO, and congratulations on the most recent win.
Thank you.
I've been looking for accounts of the game, and it's hard. You know, Bill and I are trying to cover as much as we can here. Can you tell me a little bit about your most recent win? Because the 1-0 win looks like it was could have been a really tough game.
It was, and I think that's, you know, any game in the state tournament now with the power ranking system is going to be a good game. We scored 12 minutes into the game on some nice combination play. Lauren Bowner assisted Kayla Scannell, who is leading the team with 21 goals now. And we did some, you know, some nice possession in the first half. And Whitman Hansen came out really strong in the second half. So it was a good battle. But the girls hung on. So it was good to get the win.
What were some key moments in the game, either on offense or defense for you? Because, you know, the players you mentioned, they're always up there, and I want to talk about some of them in a minute. But key moments in the game for you as a coach? I mean, there must be some points where it's a little nerve-wracking.
There's a lot of nerve-wracking points. of course, you know, anytime they're pressing us or they're dangerous in front of goal, we had Evie Mills make some really key saves, which was great. In the first half, we gave up a foul. They had a free kick, and we had watched a lot of film, and we noticed that they like to shoot from outside. So we worked on that with our goalies, and Evie does better when it's coming from the outside. Molly's a great shot stopper from up close, so we went with Evie that day, and she had a really key save in the first half right on the line on a free kick. So that was definitely, you know, breathe a sigh of relief. And, and then in the second half, we kept, balls across the front of the net. We just couldn't quite find it. So hopefully we find the back of the net a little bit more on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm sure you feel a little more comfortable when it's in the other team's zone more often. Some of the names that Bill and you discussed a couple of weeks ago, you know, are familiar to everybody. Can you tell me about maybe some of your players who maybe aren't so familiar? And I'm thinking maybe particularly on defense.
Yeah, I mean, our defense is phenomenal. We've given up 9 goals all season. So the defenders are fantastic. Our outside backs, our two main outside backs are Nicole Schneider, who played phenomenally on Wednesday night. She's really dangerous coming down the side. She gets into the attack. And same with Riley Bavardi on our right side. She likes to get into the attack. She's got a great long ball. And then our center backs, we've been kind of rotating through Lily Podgursky, who was just selected as an Eastern Mass First Team All-Star.
Wow.
Along with Tegan Scully and Kara Lindinen. And so they each kind of have their strengths, and we kind of pair them up based on who we're playing at the time or how the game's kind of going. And so we've got some complementary center backs there.
Fantastic. I heard you talking to Bill about heady players. Tell me about the headers. What's that all about?
Kayla Scannell has been scoring some phenomenal goals with her head, and so has Amanda Schneider, and Lily Pagurski's gotten in on a corner for a header. So they've really done well with that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they use their heads. They must be smart kids.
They are.
I want to ask you about Lauren Bowner, because she recently signed a letter of intent for Merrimack. Is that right?
Yes. Yep, on Wednesday.
So tell me about her contributions and what kind of a kid and student she is.
Lauren is a tremendous worker. She's one of those kids that works hard and stays humble no matter what comes her way. So I was lucky enough to have her in seventh grade as a seventh grade student, and now to see her as a senior and how far she's come. And she improved every year that she was with us on the varsity team from the time she was a freshman. And she is talented, but it comes through hard work. So she's well-deserving of everything. She's just named to the All-State team. So she's an All-State player. She's Eastern Mass First Team All-Star. And she's going to I can't wait to get to see her play at Merrimack.
There you go. Being in the system gives you an advantage as coach because, as you say, you see these young girls develop from seventh grade athletics to senior student athletes. Tell me about having eyes in the building at your level and then your relationship as these kids grow up and you see them back on the field.
It's one of my favorite parts about coaching at Masco. I teach seventh grade. That's the first year they all come together and from the three towns. And we've really done a lot reaching out with the younger players and building that relationship. My students ask me, how did the game go? And they're all following along. And we have all our ball kids tend to be younger players, which is a lot of fun for us and for the girls and to get them involved. And, you know, some of our current players started off as ball kids for us. And I was literally driving to practice this morning thinking about how, if I wasn't teaching in district, how much I would be missing out. Dan, my assistant, teaches at the high school. And so, we kind of have the full gamut all the way from 7th to 12th grade, which is really fun, to get to see them in the building and build up that relationship off the field as well.
Another advantage, having eyes in the building with your assistant coach. That's tremendous. I guess one more question in general, and then I'll ask you about the next one coming up tomorrow. At this time of year, where the kids have come so far and done so well, and there are other distractions about, you know, with holidays coming up and, you know, I'm sure grades are coming out pretty soon. Is there or has there ever been at this time of year for you coaching a problem with focus for the kids?
I don't think so. I mean, I think they do a really nice job of taking care of what they need to do in the classroom and outside of school. And then soccer is kind of an escape for 90 minutes or 2 hours or whatever it is we're doing. We have a lot of seniors. They all had the November 1st deadline coming up, you know, before, and grades closed. I think it was last week at the high school. So there's definitely those things, but they are also really good about focusing when they're with us. And we have some goofy, fun games that we play at practice, and then, you know, we'll focus on certain drills. And they do a really nice job of kind of balancing that, but they're tremendously busy, which you know, kind of helps keep them a little bit more focused when they're with me.
Yep, that's for sure. Athletes have got to do that. They got to pay attention to everything. These power rankings now, it looks like everybody in the top eight is still survived, and you at number one have drawn now number eight. Similar scores between you and Hingham throughout the tournament. So what do you see coming up in this game tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, we are hoping to be ready. We're going to play our game. We know that they have some really, really strong players. They were the Division I state champions last year, so they have a winning culture coming in. And so we know they're going to play pretty similar to us, and so we're going to, you know, stick to our game and move the ball around and find the goal.
You know, the coaches on top, they always say that. We have to just play our game. That sounds awesome. You know, finally, one more question, Allison. You play on a turf field, a regular field, a grass field at home. But now, this far into the tournament, you're playing at Essex Tech. So what's that transition been like?
I'm always impressed with the girls and their ability to adjust. And it's kind of just become part of the expectation that we are going to have to adjust, whether it's the ref, the weather, the field. We had five of our home games at Rub Chinook, which is really thick grass. We had one our senior night in the football stadium, which is really bumpy, thick grass
yes.
Mud on the sides where the football players stand.
Yep.
We had a couple at Boxford Commons, which is a beautiful turf field, but it plays very differently than the Essex Tech field, which we stepped foot on for the first time on Wednesday night. So, seeing, you know, Essex Tech played a little bit quicker, so we were at Boxford Commons today getting a little bit more turf time, and we'll try to get a little bit warmer, a longer warm-up tomorrow, just kind of get the feel. But fortunately, the girls, they'll adjust, and we'll just work harder.
Great talking with you, Allison. Great to hear about your kids, and keep it going. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Be well. Take care. All right. That is Allison Lassesse, who is the girls' soccer coach at Masconomet High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.